The following Parkinson's Path podcast is provided by Leanna Marie with All About Parkinson's and Answers for Elders Radio.
And welcome everyone to Answers for Elders Radio Network, heard across the USA on your favorite podcast platform. And we are here with Parkinson's expert, Leanna Marie, and who is the author of The Parkinson's Path and many books on Parkinson's disease. And you can also find her at allaboutparkinsons.com. And Leanna, we are so excited to talk to you today about a topic that is kind of a hot button for me, and that is a sense of purpose. And I love that you wanted to talk about this today. So you obviously took care of your mom who had Parkinson's disease. Mm-hmm. And you know, a lot of times I would say if somebody has a terminal illness or they, you know, they might have a bucket list they might think about, but they don't think about every day that there's a reason to get up in the morning. There's a reason to flourish. What did you find in your experience with that?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate talking about this. And I don't think you could talk about this enough in life. And
people, I agree.
And I think that we don't think about this enough. And then when we do, it's often very, very late in our lives. So the sooner we can start talking about why am I here? No, you don't. It doesn't have to be so nebulous. No, it can be like, what are we doing today? Mm-hmm. And in Parkinson's, there's this thing that happens and that life slows down, and good or bad, it slows down physically. Everything slows down. So mm-hmm. over time things will take longer to do. Mm-hmm. But in the same boat, many people who I've talked to that have been diagnosed with Parkinson's early on, they say it was a gift in the sense that it actually did make them slow down, and they may have had a busy life in their professional life, and they were just busy, 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 busy. And this time during their diagnosis and adjusting to their diagnosis, accepting their diagnosis, was a time for them to start thinking about, yeah, what is it that I want to do, you know, get done in my life, or, you know, why am I doing that particular occupation even?
Exactly, or like, exactly.
Stuff like that. I mean, a lot of people thought about that during the pandemic. So that was something, you know, that came up, because it does get that time gives you a chance to reflect. And having something that drives you every day to get up and get going is absolutely paramount. And especially for someone who is got any kind of illness, terminal or chronic, yeah. Because that purpose, and there's science.
Keeps you alive.
Yes. Yeah. Science will tell you that that is what's keeping you alive. And I do want to stress that. In fact, I can even cite an example. Many people already may know this, but Japan, as an example, I often reference Japan. I love their culture. But one thing that's very fascinating about them is they happen to have a very large percentage of people living over 100, centenarians.
Yeah, they call them. That's true.
And there's been a lot of, and not just in Japan, but all other parts of the world, but they call them blue zones. And mm-hmm. but for Japan in particular, Okinawa, they did this study, 43,000, I believe it was. Yeah. That they, what was a reason why, what was the paramount biggest reason why they were living past 100? Yes, health and what they eat is very important, and the exercise, but they pinpointed one area that I found is particularly enlightening. And this I learned several years ago, but it's a concept you probably already heard. Ikigai, you've heard mm-hmm. that word?
I have.
And the word that, you know, basically that which makes life worth living. Mm-hmm. And that having that ikigai, whatever you want to call it, your purpose, that one thing can lead to you living longer. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, without a doubt. I mean, just think about the reverse. When we don't have a reason to live, what happens? We give up. Mm-hmm. So we want to think about, you know, just the importance. I need to find that. I need to have that purpose. Even if it's just my one day, we don't necessarily have to go, my purpose in life is to, you know, be a, for me, author. Well, that's one of the things that keeps me, drives me, is being an author, but that's not every day. Right. So as a person with Parkinson's, for my mom, having something every day that gave her purpose was really paramount, especially on those tough days when life is really challenging.
Mm-hmm.
And for her, I'll give some examples. So for her, things like we discovered that for her to be part of a group where she was needed. So every time that that group met, they're like, oh, Val, you're here. Your job is such and such. And so she had a group of
purpose right away.
Yes. So the group, it was a singing group, her Gaither Girls, they called it.
Perfect.
She loved to sing and she could still sing. So her job was to put the music together for each week. Even just the, oh, I have a job. I got to get the sheet music ready for the group. Mm-hmm. And so I put that together. And then when we meet, they look to me and they say, Val, where's the sheet? And she has that. Something as simple as that. That's just one very small example, but it really made a difference. And she told me, she's like, you know, I have to get that done. You know, the group is counting on me. And that really helped her.
Absolutely.
And this is like I wouldn't say like around year 15 of 30. So middle, right in smack dab in the middle. This is a time that my mom and I interviewed her. I have a recording where she's kind of reflecting upon all the things that have made a difference. And that was one of the things where she said, having a reason to be, she needs to be productive. She said, she kept using that word productive. And this is after she's retired from, yeah. And we're going to talk about that, right? Because we said, you've talked to me before about this, Suzanne, is this idea that just because you're not working, you're no longer have a occupation, perhaps that productivity is still important in terms of what sure. you're doing with your life. Right. And
it's a reason to get up every morning. It's
exactly.
You know, the thing, if you don't use that brain, if you don't use that area of yourself, if you have the amyloids in your brain, it can certainly escalate symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia. That is scientifically proven.
Yeah.
And so to have something that you got to get up and you got to be busy and you've got to move forward with, that's important. And it might be something joyful. It might be something that you're giving out, but I really think, you know, the main thing is that you can look yourself in the mirror at night and you say, you know what? I made a difference today. Did something powerful, positive that my life counted today. I know for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's that sense of contribution. It's that sense of, you know, I am going to do something positive to the world and I'm leaving my mark on the world. And even though I may have some difficulties, maybe I might have some challenges. Maybe I might be caring for one that has difficulties and challenges. That doesn't mean that you can't have your own sense of purpose. And those are some things I think that we really can think about in, you know, in how we conduct our lives every day. Mm-hmm. I know for me, I couldn't, you know, I have so many irons in the fire, but I can't imagine living life without purpose. I can't, that is not something that I've ever thought about not doing. I'm always doing something, but I know other people that don't see the need for it. And I see that, you know, and I'm being a little judgmental here and I don't mean to be, but there's this sense of sadness in their life. They don't look like they're fulfilled or happy individuals. You know,
and to those people, I agree to those mm-hmm. people, and especially those who are perhaps a care partner, a spouse, mm-hmm. someone who's really enduring the really hardships of the end stages of mm-hmm. Parkinson's, for example. And it's the last thing, like their main purpose, that person is just every day caring for their spouse. Like that mm-hmm. is their, that's what's getting them up because they know this job has to be done. And it's a tough slog. I agree. And outside of that, they're not really thinking like, I got nothing else. Right. It's very hard to think about your life separate from that and just saying, well, and it's not wrong that that's your purpose in life right now.
It's not
your spouse.
But that I also believe, Leanna, that you can, it doesn't have to just be that.
Right.
Maybe
yeah.
while you're taking care of a spouse, you're writing a book.
Yeah.
Maybe you're doing something that is important with charity. Maybe you're on a phone tree helping something, you know, in the community. There's things you can do as a care partner, whether you're a, you know, a spouse or a son or a daughter. If you have a job that you love, a career, don't give it up. And I always tell people that are caring for loved ones, don't give up yourself. Don't slide down the, you know, the rabbit
Yeah.
hole, you know?
Yeah. And I know some, I can already hear like the practicality of that for many people. It's like, it takes so much time. And again, it's the amount of desire, I suppose. Like for many people, it's they see the value in it or not. But I would just like you, I would say to everyone that the pros outweigh the cons significantly. And for you as a care partner, if you are a care partner, that your life will be shortened if you're not, you know, focusing on what it is that's
correct.
It's giving you life, or because it is it. And again, it's just to be honest and practical that we know that care partnering, caregiving, hands-on later mm-hmm. on can mm-hmm. really, I hate to say it, suck the life out of you.
It
like
can.
It just can.
And it will if you let it. And that's the thing. And the thing is, you cannot give to someone else from an empty vessel. You have to take care of you first. And that means having your own sense of purpose as a care partner. Yeah. And if it's your spouse, if it's your parent, if you live with them, you know, I strongly advise that home care should come in and relieve you, you know, a couple days a week.
Yeah.
There's different resources in which there's adult day services. There's different types of things that you can find to fulfill yourself. And I think that's one of the things that I would encourage for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Leanna, it's been so great talking about this. This is, you can tell, one of my hot buttons. And I want to talk about this topic again.
We are totally going to talk about this again because there's way more to talk about. We just got the tiny little top inch of the inch surface here. But yeah.
Exactly. And so each and every one of you, remember that Leanna Marie has many other podcasts on our network. So please just Google her. You'll find her. You'll also find her on Answers for Elders or your favorite podcast platform. And thank you again, Leanna, for being on the show.
Thanks, Suzanne.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-494-8310. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-494-8310. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-494-8310.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
The preceding Parkinson's Path podcast is provided by Leanna Marie with All About Parkinson's and Answers for Elders Radio. To learn more about Leanna's story, her books, The Parkinson's Wall of Honor, and more, go to allaboutparkinsons.com.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.